Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Michelle from Moose Sounds here.
And George here from, well, Hi-Fi George. We are capable of doing Moose separately, but we're just kind of doing this together.
Yeah.
Thought of something we kind of want to...
We were talking back and forth on it, and it's like, well, why not share with everybody both of our views together on a Moose, so...
I'll probably do a couple of them today, because this may just take up one on its own.
Yeah.
But we just happened to think of something that we don't normally like doing a rant, but I think this is probably as close to it as we're going to get.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michelle, were you heading a different direction?
Nope.
This is about, streaming music, and I mean, a lot of people are into that these days.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. On the contrary, it's handy. You can explore a lot of material that you may or may not want to acquire for your own. But
mm-hmm. I was going to say, far from it. You know.
But this might be a little bit of a comparison boo and an update for ourselves as to something... Well, we're updating... How would I explain this? As to something that's changed for us in the way that... In our streaming habits. We were both... quite steady users of something called Songza.
Yeah. Which we found out through some good friends of ours.
Yep.
About...
A couple of years ago or so.
Yeah, a couple of years ago when we were, going to something called Art Fuse. And, they were playing some music, some nice jazz, and I'm, what is that off of? Songza. What? Songza. And so they showed us, and I'm like, oh, we gotta look that up. So we were both good, steady users. And I liked it.
Yep. I made an error, which almost put me off, but that's once I discovered that I hadn't really messed up a playlist that I really liked. I thumbs down a song that I meant to thumbs up. Basically, you had those kind of things on there. You can mm-hmm. say you liked it or you didn't like it. If you thumbs down, of course, it would skip and go on to the next.
Yep.
But I thought that also deleted it from the playlist. It didn't. It's just a question of you might not have wanted to hear it right now. However, having said that, we liked it. The songs were well chosen.
Yep.
Usually the playlists were pretty extensive. Lots of material on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, between time, another friend of ours suggested, or we were talking about other services like Pandora and Spotify and stuff like that. Well, mm-hmm. we decided to check out Spotify and discovered that it's kind of neat. It does a lot of the same things. However, if you, and this is on, both of these are on the free account. Songs did have something that you could sign up for called Club Songza.
Mm-hmm.
And Spotify, of course, you can do a monthly subscription if you want it. But we're just going to keep with the free for now.
Yep.
Because that's what we've got. The advantage, it seemed, to Spotify, at least for a while, and still is that you can use your tablet or computer, pick any song you want and play it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas... Otherwise, if you use your phone or if you're on Songza or something like that, they're both the same in that way. It's just whatever order it goes through. It's shuffle play. So, yeah, we're playing the Christmas playlist right now. Christmas for us doesn't end for quite a while. Anyway. That was all good. You know, for the time being, for a majority of things, I was still using Songza because I liked the playlist a bit better.
Meanwhile, I had started using...
Was pretty, you know, just simplified. And, mm-hmm. you know, if I wanted an in-depth look or explore something more, I'd use Spotify.
But while he was still on Songza, I'd switched to Spotify. And I was finding that I liked it because you could make your own playlist, share them with your friends... You know, like I have
mm-hmm.
one that I created called my Blessing Blend.
And that's even with the free, so again, another advantage.
And I really like that. plus now I've got a, you know, it's another one called It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's what I really like from it, to, that you could do that, and that if you didn't feel like, doing, someone else's playlist, you could go into your own playlist and access it.
Mm-hmm. You take, you wander from any given playlist, mm-hmm. and assemble basically your own, even based on others' playlists.
Exactly.
Which I was discovering, and, you know, was unique.
Mm-hmm.
To Spotify. Now, there may be other music services we don't know much about that do this as well, but this was even on a free. Even on your phone, even though you can't play them in order, you can still create your own playlists, yeah. and stuff like that. That all still works. So I was discovering this and going, hey, this is kind of neato, and songs that kind of fell by the back burner, but it was still there. However, recently, this is where we wanted to come to, and I hope we can do it and still keep in time. Songza has been acquired by Google proper,
mm-hmm.
and has now been sort of taken in by Google Play Music. Mm-hmm. If you want what you used to experience with Songza, you now have to use Google Play Music.
Yeah.
The Songza app, when we went to use it a couple of weeks ago, was saying, well, you know, you may want to switch to Google Play Music because your changes won't be... Otherwise, your changes won't be applied. Mm-hmm. So you had to do the switchover, basically.
By a certain date.
By a certain date. I think you can still... Actually, I don't know about that. Because I can't seem to work my Songs app anymore.
Because you made the changeover.
Yeah, but if you don't, if you like not to, you will be able to for a certain date. Now, the advantage to being in Google Play Music is that it's available to those in the UK and so forth where it wasn't before. That's great. And supposedly the same selection is available to you. But I find that, A, I don't like the layout of the app as well. And something different between why I guess that I stuck with Songs as long as I did is that, yes, they had visual ads on the screen, and if you kept out of the way, they wouldn't bother you. They weren't difficult to navigate around with voiceover. You could tell they were there, but you could still work with it. But there was no audio ads. Now they, too, have introduced audio ads, much as Spotify has. Which is, well, annoying. I know they got to pay their bills. But they were unique. Songza was unique.
Yeah.
You know. I think they had some quite interesting selections. They used to offer a thing where you could look for it, at least if you were on your iPhone, you could buy it at the iTunes store. Or look for it. It didn't always find it because it was probably still based out of Google Music and stuff. But unless you're doing it on your Android device now, that option's not even there. And interestingly enough, on my Android device, I cannot even get to the playlist that I've previously listened to, even though I've signed in. That's messed up. So unfortunately, I've had to sort of become a Spotify convert. It's sad, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where we stand on it at the moment.
Just, to me...
just checking the time.
1 minute and 6 seconds. They have
gone and... to me, they've backslid.
Yeah, I know they've done what they had to, but it's... They could have even said, you know, one thing we thought of, they could have been Songza, you know, a Google Play Music company or something like that. As
Songza, like Google Play Music.
Yeah, I mean, they could still have kept everything they were,
mm-hmm.
and still been under that umbrella, I think. That's my opinion. Maybe there's other reasons that I don't know about that they had to do what they did.
Because their name was unique.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that's now going to disappear, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's just all under, you have to have the Google Play Music app, even if you're using it on your iPhone.
Yep.
You have to get that app. Thank God it's free.
That's for sure.
And it's not terrible. I may still use it from time to time, but I just don't like it quite as well.
Yeah. Me too.
It still works, thank God. VoiceOver works reasonably well with it.